That is a beautiful new track by Womb. It's called Mercury, and it is from a brand new EP, which has just come out this week. And we've got... Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
I can hear a little bit of me there.
Oh, hello. Sorry.
If you just turn your headphones down, you won't hear it so much. But we've got Charlotte and Georgette. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Hello, we're good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. If you just turn the volume on your headphones down a little bit, you won't be able to hear this weird echo of me. Sorry about that.
That's all good. Is that better?
Hello. There's still a little bit there. That'll do.
Okay, sorry.
I'll do less talking. You guys can fill in the blanks. Tell us a little bit about this gorgeous new EP, Holding a Flame. It is an absolute stunner and one that is, in true Womb form, getting everybody right in the feels. How did you guys go about writing this?
Well, a lot of these songs are actually written maybe, probably even like 3 years, like 3 years ago now. So they're just, I think with all of our songs, there's never really like an intention to write a song. It's more just like, I don't know, this is what is something that's being felt right now, need to put it down somewhere, and the song's usually like the right place for that to go. So that's probably the only way to answer that, really.
And Charlotte, are you the head songwriter, or do you all contribute to lyrics?
I write the lyrics, but in terms of like sound and everything, that's like, yeah, hugely like Georgie and Hazzy just creating that sound. And yeah, I kind of like, I feel like I like bring them something that's very incomplete, and then they kind of, yeah, just like bring their beautiful sounds to it. So yeah.
It really is a world that you've all created with the kind of music you're making. And you've said that these songs felt complete on their own. What made you feel like that about this project?
I guess we were... They just felt done. And we were... Yeah, we're still working on an album, but we got, I guess, really restless and wanted to put something...
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have been signed to Flying Nun, which is exciting. How are you feeling about that, Georgette?
Sorry, can you say that again?
You've been signed to Flying Nun, which is really exciting. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, it's great. It's a really big honour for us, and yeah, it feels really nice.
You're in good company with other fantastic artists, present and past, on that label. And it is a special thing to have this little precursor to a full length. What kind of stuff can we expect from future Womb projects in this new kind of like direction you're moving in?
Just more. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, that's another thing we can't really plan that either. They also just kind of come out if they want to. We're not very good at sticking to a genre.
Yeah, I feel like genre is something that we, I guess, kind of like try to resist in some ways as well, because whenever we're like, what genre are we, then it feels like it's like putting a lid on something and like closing it. So yeah, like to keep it like as open-ended and just whatever comes out, really.
Yeah. You know, that makes sense. Well, the things that have been coming out have been absolutely stunning so far.
Thank you.
I also think back to the solo version of Womb that you did, Charlotte, last year during lockdown on the Melted Ice Cream live stream. It must have been strange for you as siblings who spend a lot of time together, make music together, to have spent that time apart. Did that affect your writing at all?
It was, to be honest, it was almost like a beautiful process in a way, because we, for the first time, kind of tried to make music not together, and so like we'd kind of just be like sending each other little not physically together, so we'd be like just sending each other stuff online. We made a song, Dust to Dust, that way last year, which we've like been trying to learn that live, and we don't know how to do it. So yeah, it was a fun challenge in a way, just to learn how to like collaborate differently.
You all play your instruments in a way that I think, I don't really know anyone else who's making the sounds that you make together as a group at the moment. Georgette, I'm kind of obsessed with your drumming. How did you get into making music individually and I guess as a band of siblings?
Well, Charlotte and Hazzy have kind of always played music, and we've got different dads, and their dad, he's more musical than my dad, and so they kind of always did that. And then it wasn't until I've always been a visual artist and like been obsessed with music, but I'd never really played anything until I was like 27, and Charlotte was like, do you want to do you and Haz want to join my solo act and become a band? And they were like, do you want to learn how to play the drums quickly? So it's something I always wanted to do, but I'd never done it. And so I just like did that. And 2 weeks later, we were playing live and I didn't know what I was doing.
But amazing.
Yeah, I kind of just like to drum as if in a similar way to how I draw. And like just see a pattern and go with that. And I've had a couple of lessons, but not really. So I'm still quite novice.
I think that's honest though. Like your drumming feels very true to the kind of music you make, and it just works really nicely. Charlotte, when you brought in your siblings into the world of music that you were making, you obviously probably shared, I guess, a lot of your creative stuff with them before, but did it feel different deciding to have them come on board?
I guess for me, like I'd kind of done this like solo project, and that was, I felt like I'd like taken that as far as I wanted to by myself, and I felt like I'd kind of come to a bit of like a wall with like how far I could go with that. And then yeah, Georgette and Hazzy, I feel like they just like have this like little like magic touch on anything that they like make sound wise so I was just like, I wanted to steal that, I guess, and have that be part of like, yeah, the music that we make together.
You also make beautiful music videos. I'm thinking of particularly one that you released with Martin Sagerden last year. Mm. It sounds like you've got a really nice group of friends around you who work in different creative areas that you can kind of bounce off as well. How does the visual side of music making, I guess, impact what you do sonically or how you think about the stuff you're creating?
I guess we love community and like communities around us, and so we like to vibe with kind of people's energies, I guess, that we like. And we've just been very lucky, like, to know and be friends with Martin and other incredible visual artists, and kind of, I don't know, I guess we all have kind of slightly different aesthetic tastes, but like when the three of our tastes kind of cross over.
Oh, hello. Oh, we might have just lost them. Oh, no. What a shame. I was so enjoying that chat. I reckon we should listen. Oh, no, they're back. Kia ora. Hello.
Hello. Sorry.
The magic of the internet.
I was kind of rambling anyway.
I was enjoying it. I was really enjoying it. We're going to be able to catch you live in Tamaki Makaurau in the not too distant future. That is the 23rd of July with Samara Alofa and Arian the Jansons. If you had to sum up this little project, the brand new EP that's out, how would you, I guess, summarise it, Charlotte?
One thing with our show at Wine Cellar that is actually going to be Wellness Now,
awesome.
Instead of Arian the Jansons, which is also his project, so we're excited to see that. But with this project, I guess, yeah, I don't know, it holding a flame is just like a term just to mean like things that maybe you're like holding on to that maybe you need to move on from. So I feel like that's kind of the energy that's carried in the CP. So yeah, I think it personally, it helped me like be moving past some of that stuff, so hopefully, I don't know, hopefully that resonates with people listening as well.
Absolutely. Well, Charlotte and Georgette, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. We're going to listen to Love Now, which is from the brand new EP and currently on the playlist here at BFM. Thank you for speaking with us, and we'll see you at the Wine Cellar.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.